dito, nessuno.
He should try to inquire, and he should be submissive, and have an attitude of rendering service. There is any disqualification that will make the disciple bona fide if he's got those three qualifications? A disciple that he wants to inquire about the truth, he is submissive and he's got an attitude of service, will any disqualification make him not bona fide disciple?
What is the question? Disciple?
He says if a disciple is submissive, is there any disqualification to make him not bona fide?
Then?
If he's submissive and he's rendering service, any disqualification to make him not bona fide?
He's submissive.
Yes.
And
renders service.
Rendering service.
Rendering service. And what
he's
you want
inquiring.
And what is and then and inquisitive.
Uh-huh.
And what is wanting him?
Maybe there may be any other thing that this thing wants that will make him not bona fide. That's the question.
What does it mean by bona fide? What is bona fide?
Well qualified to approach the spiritual master and get his mercy.
This is guru and his shisha, the preceptor and the disciple. We find a different plane of life. Everywhere, the disciple and the guru, they meet, and that transaction we find everywhere. In many planes of life. In Paramatma, the plane of exploitation, mainly, that is also bad and good. Plane of renunciation, that is also of very good in nature. The plane of devotion, this is also different stages. But everywhere, the submissive attitude is necessary, and the preceptor will teach him a general thing. But in the plane of knowledge also, the plane of liberation seekers, there also we find the Buddhistic school, in Shankara school, everywhere the guru, shishya, the preceptor and the disciple, they must have some qualification, both parties. So, the first question is the real play. Both must come in the highest plane, and there the negotiation, the submission and the teaching, that may occur in any plane, such things. Tadviddhi pranipateno puripasneno sevaya in Gita. Pranipat means surrender, puripasno, honest inquiry, and seva, serving attitude. Three qualifications in the disciple. In the plane of the inquiry of the higher truth. And the preceptor, he also must be qualified. Jnani and the Tattva-darshi. He must have Shastric knowledge that he can explain the thing how it is, and he must have some realization of the truth, practical knowledge, both theoretical and practical knowledge. The guru must have But the apparent paramartha, spiritual life, even the Buddhists take the Shankara, the Ramanu, the Madhya school, we may find in different planes of life. They think that to renounce the world, that is the holiest position, to give up everything, and to enter into eternal samadhi, means eternal stop of the life. Nothing remains to get out of the undesirable element forever. That is, according to them, the highest position. Any transaction with the environment is troublesome. So, to get the highest relief means to dissociate the environment permanently, successfully. That is their aims and objects. There also they require such submission, and they explain about the paramatma. But the Vaishnava, they have got another plane of life. They do not want the stop of activity, of movement. That is not. But movement will remain, movement will be for positive purpose, not for negative purpose, undesirable thing, but wholesale desirable and positive thing. The life must be there, movement must be there. And still, a 100% holy life we must have. Okay?
Bhakti
is avaituki, means causeless, and apritihata. Sarvai punishan paro dharma jato bhakti radhaksade ahituki apritihata. Ahituki means causeless. It is his own cause. None from outside can produce bhakti, and apritihata, none can resist its cause. This is bhakti. So bhakti can be bhakti. No other thing in the world can be even a drop of bhakti. This is the nature. This is the most original plane of the whole existence. That is love, that is beauty, that is charm, that is the highest concept of divinity. Nothing in the world can produce bhakti. All bhakti is self-existent, just as Hegel's theory. Reality is by itself and reality is for itself. None can produce reality. Then if anything can produce reality, he will be the first position. The reality must be causeless. It is his own cause. The bhakti is his own cause. None can produce bhakti. This is the original nature of bhakti, devotion. And bhakti exists for bhakti, not for any other thing, not subservient to any other existence. Then also it must not be absolute. Because it is absolute, so its cause is within and its object is also within. It does not exist to satisfy any other person's whim. Then, if it is, exists for any other to satisfy whim, then he will be the greater thing. So, reality must be by itself and for itself. Bhakti is for bhakti, and bhakti is by bhakti. No other outside thing can contribute to help anything about bhakti. It is quite independent and absolute. That is our understanding from our Gurudev and from our Shastri knowledge, that it is absolute. None can give bhakti, nothing in the world. Only bhakti can give bhakti. So any other foreign element can never produce or enhance our devotion. That must come, the cause of development must come from within bhakti and not from outside. That is our understanding, madam. And we are settled, established there firmly. Bhakti asangya, bhakti. One great sage asked Krishna after the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna, I will curse you. Why, Brahmin? You have caused a great disaster. So many widows, orphans are crying after Kurukshetra battle, and you are responsible for that. So I want to curse you. Brahmin, you have gathered with great penance some power, but that will be finished by your cursing. I won't be affected. Why? I am in the Nirguna Bhumika. I am beyond all this duality, good or bad. Ahituki appatihata. Where I used to take my stand, that is causeless and that exists for its own purpose, not for any other purpose. So, you have, with great penance, you have collected some force above, that will be finished. But I shall remain unaffected. Ahituki appatihata. The deepest plane of whole existence is of that character. It is automatic, it is irresistible, and it is causeless. The way is going on, constant. And anyhow, we are to come to the harmony of that. We are out of that, so the crash. Local interest or provincial interest has made us separate from that wave, which original and irresistible, that wave going, the wave of love. And our local interest, our provincial, selfish interest has created all clashes. We are to give up that and anyhow to dance in the same tune with that original plane, that is of devotion of love. That is what is necessary. No other thing can give any help to bhakti, but bhakti can give bhakti, nothing else. Bhakti, Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary, he has written there, ahituki and appatihata. Ahituki means causeless, she is her own cause, and appatihata, nothing can oppose her. Irresistible wave is going. And we have to identify, go back to Godhead means to catch that wave and giving up all other local and selfish interest waves, all give up. And that is within us, within the soul can come in touch with that. And the body and the mind, they can never come to any understanding with that plane. It will vanish and the soul can only dance in that plane. Participate in the dancing wave of that plane. This is bhakti proper. We have understood, madam. And it is not possible to budge an inch from that position, standard of thinking. No other thing can enhance any bhakti but bhakti. Only bhakti can give bhakti, enhance bhakti, everything. That must come from bhakti. Bhakti means bhakta, means bhakti. But no other thing in the world can give bhakti. Good karma or any power or anything else of the kind. Only bhakti can give bhakti, nothing else can give bhakti. He can give himself. Tame vaisav vanyute teno lobha. Whomever he will come to accept, he will get it. And not otherwise. He can give himself, and no other thing can give himself. Jame vaisav vanyute teno, no me dhaya bhavunasu teno. Scholarship, extensive study, and so many things are mentioned, that nothing can give bhakti. Only Krishna can give Krishna, and no one else in the world. And his devotee means his potency, his delegated. So, they means Krishna. But no non-Krishna thing can give Krishna.
Yes, exactly. The sacrament is not non-Krishna. The sacrament is Mahaprabhu himself. It's his weapon in this age of Kali. You have Krishna, you have love of Krishna, but what about the millions of people in the age of Kali who have no Krishna and don't care for Krishna? They don't care for the Hare Krishna movement has failed. ISKCON has failed. Swami Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's movement has failed miserably. So the acharyas will not give up. The Vaichitanya will not take his lane
down.
It is
very rare thing. Failure does not mean in the on the surface, if there is not seen much, that is not failure.
I understand that.
Failure, real failure is to come out from the quality and not the quantity. It is already mentioned in the scripture, the quantity would be very small. Denotation increases, connotation decreases. Connotation increases, denotation decreases. So, highly developed persons, their number will be very, very few. Few and far between. Manushyanam sahasresu jasti kasti jatati siddhai. And in Bhagavatam, muktanam visiddhanam narayana parayana sudulam apmasantatma kori kodishari vamane bahunam jangmanamante gyanavamam papadyati vasudirasthame samahatma sudulam rabapsi godhiko yogi gyani bhobi matodhika kodmi vaschadhiko yogi tasmat yogi bhavajuna yoginam visabvesan madgati nantaratmana Saddhavan bhajati yoman swami yuktatam unata. So, then connotation increased, denotation decreased. And denotation has increased, then connotation can must be less, decreased. Prasad. Mother, you take some prasad, and then after we shall talk again. Now high time. Take some prasadam. Very unclear. What is religion? I'm not very glad to know. To create sukriti, that they are unconsciously, their energy, anyhow should be utilized for the service and the underground work for those souls. He gave his attention very carefully. All these things, whatever he did for the highest good of the people and that the highest service of the Supreme Lord and the Guru. In one word, he tried his best to take the Goloka in this Bhuloka. Or the Bhuloka, to take the Bhuloka into Goloka. Transformation. Wholesale transformation, the struggling consciousness we have got within us, everyone of us, that struggling, that to be converted into transformation of the centered calculative object. Not any provincial, individual or national or provincial or any sort of higher local, calculation, interest calculation, but the calculation from the standpoint of the whole. And what sort of whole? Infinite. Whatever infinite conception you may have or you know, that forms only my negligent part. Your infinite is a negligent part in me. That sort of infinite. That sort of infinity centered all our movements, calculation. Every step we must take for itself, reality is for himself. Everything for him, we must initiate ourselves to that sort of knowledge. Everything belongs to him. That central and that universal knowledge, we shall be an agent and we shall be an unit to that sort of movement, for everything is for the highest center. And what sort of center? As I told, that my conception of infinite is his negligent part. Such sort of center. Only through faith it can be connected. Not by knowledge, not by senses, nothing of the kind. Only faith can pass there. Just as electricity can go to sun or a star, not anything else here. So, the faith can reach there, and no other means can connect us with that sort of higher infinite. And we are told that is love divine, that is good, that is beauty, that is your home. After all, this is the most encouraging word, back to God, back to home. Sarupe sabharare gulokata sthiti. You are requested to go back to your home. Everything is quite home to you. Going to the friend circle that you can conceive, what sort of friendness? This most courageously he came to preach this instead of what is going in the name of religion, you all know. But he had to establish a particular program, cancelling, opposing, and discarding all other waves that are coming to devour us every moment and second. So the Bhakti, this day is the day when our Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose attempt, whose life was such, he appeared. So it is a blessed day for the world, and we have come together to show our honor and respect to him and to the day also, which gave him to this world. As we find in Ramananda Rai, tabe sei khano ghati pal alankrita karimu sakal. The moment when suddenly a flash came about the Supreme Lord, I wanted to give a little condensed attention to us, and it disappeared. But if such occasion comes again, then what should I do? I shall honor the time which gave him to me. I shall try to satisfy my best the time, so that if time being satisfied with me he takes some fixed position, then he will be there on the background. But neglecting the time, I wanted to approach direct what the time expressed. And I missed the time passed, that finished, disappeared. But it is a kind of sentiment. But now if such a time comes anyhow in my fortune, then I shall try to worship to satisfy the time, so that if time may stand for some time, then on the background and my object of heart will be there with the present. So his day in which he came to this world, we want to worship and to show our reverence to that day, that time may again may give that same joy to us, so that we may be highly benefited. Our fulfillment will be assured, and we will be satisfied. Wholesale satisfaction we can get there. Wholesale, full-fledged season. Srimad Bhagavatam says, after giving all the scriptures, Vyasadeva says, under the dictation of Devarsi Narada, full-fledged season I am giving. So far, what I have given in the name of religion, all partial, tempered, because no such person to purchase with price. None I found to give proper price. So I shall have to the standard to be made down. But here in the last time, I am giving the truth as it is. And those persons that are the nirmatsara, that can tolerate that. If I say them to be servant, they won't feel any disturbance. The Shohan class, that I must be the highest holder of the highest position, that section eliminated here. And those has got more tolerating spirit to hear what is truth naked. They have got that courage, that perseverance, that toleration, that the higher truth is so high and they are so low, the heart may not fail them. They may not die heart failure. Such courageous and nirmatsar, jealousy eliminated fully, such audience I want to deliver the truth of Bhagavatam, that Krishna is everything. You are nowhere. You are his sleep, eternal sleep. Jivi Sarupa Krishna Nitya Das. Everything belongs to you. You are a property to him. Can you tolerate to hear? You are men of the civilized, present the civilized world. You have no position. It's a position of a slave, honey. Lord, you must teach a slave mentality to the world. But they are dealing with which? Slave to whom? Slave to the absolute good, divine love. Your heart, you may not die heart failure. Such toleration to hear the bold, to hear the, what is truth. Your position, you know, every moment changing, and every moment you are a prey to death, mortality. Every second you are dying. Everything here is always dying, in spite of their trying utmost to maintain their existence, all failure. But this is your position, and you are packed with energy. I am the ultimate reality. This false hoax. You are being cheated. But Vyasadeva says that uncheating things I am delivering here, that the truth is all in all, and you are only a slave. And this slavery is a very hard, highly valued jewel. You try to understand. Slavery to whom? Slavery not to a neighbor, a jungle king. Slavery to whom? All love, all duty. Everything what comes from him, that is nectar. And you are his property. You are potency, part of the potency. A tatastha potency, or external potency, higher potency. They are all guardians. Shurilam sarva-bhutanam gyatvanam shanti-michyati. You will only find peace in your mind when who is dictator of the whole world, he is your friend. He is friendly to you. He is not a robber. He is not a cheater. He has ample. He is infinite, he has ample. Why he will come to rob you, to cheat you? Is he a bankrupt that he will come cheating, collect money, capital by cheating? Only he can give. And you will be able to give if you come in his connection. He is so high, so noble, so great. Such a news, the Vaishnava, the Bhagavata, and the Mahaprabhu school, they want to take to our door. Nityananda Prabhu approached every ordinary person and rolled on his gate. Accept what Gauranga says. Accept Gauranga. Your highest fulfillment is guaranteed. Appeal, folded palms, and weeping and rolling on the gate in the dust. Accept Gauranga, and you will have such brightest future, which is unknown hitherto to the world. Anatpitu jarinchi ra. all these things. The pioneer in the present age is this Mahatma Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. He appeared this day. This is the holiest to us. With this I want to finish the time. Hare Krishna. আজকে কি বলবে আমাদের মনোরঞ্জন প্রভু কি একটা লিখে এনেছেন একটু পড়ুন, তিনি আছেন মানস রঞ্জন প্রভু।